Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst and assessor at Wealth Within. Today I'd like to take you behind some of the facts and figures of the recent Foster's Sab Miller proposed takeover. And I guess it was really no surprise to most to see the takeover offer of Foster's beer division last week from the South African brewer Sab Miller. Foster's decision last year to demerge the beer and wine business, now known as Treasury Wine and Estates, was an obvious ploy to bring a potential suitor out of the woodwork, given the company has struggled for quite some time to grow what is seen as a maturing beer industry in Australia. The move to offload the beer business could also be considered a strategy to finally return some value to shareholders following the company's ill-fated expansion into wine, a mistake that has cost Foster's dearly and is unlikely to ever provide the returns forecast. The sad state of the wine business is not likely to get much better anytime soon, given the high Australian dollar, making profitable exports harder to achieve, and the huge glut of Australian wine in the market. Sab Miller has taken a strategic view by bringing Foster's errors into the cold, hard light of day when it initiated the $9.5 billion takeover that was subsequently rejected by the Foster's board as significantly undervaluing its assets. Sab Miller's view, however, is that management has thus far failed to obtain adequate value out of the beer business. And look, I tend to agree with this position, given that Foster's portfolio contains 7 out of the 10 top beer brands in the country, including VB, Carlton Draft, Crown and Pure Blonde. Foster's also has an extensive distribution platform and the highest margin on beer sales in the developed world. So you have to really wonder what management have, or more importantly, haven't done over the last few years. Now, regardless of Foster's errors, there are some valid reasons to the decline of beer sales. For instance, beer is viewed as a maturing industry with little room for growth. Additionally, the group has more recently seen a declining trend in its market share, generally attributed to the strengthening emergence of boutique beer brewers and premium beer brands as consumers demand higher quality beers. On top of this, there is a general declining trend in the amount of consumers drinking beer in Australia. In the 1960s, beer made up 76% of all alcohol consumed in the nation, but in recent years, this has dropped to 44%. Some see this decline as a result of higher awareness around health and the effects of alcohol, but more so due to an increase in consumption of wine and spirits, which has increased threefold over the same time frame. Nevertheless, Foster still retains some very valuable assets, and its dominance in the industry is substantial, as it shares 90% of beer sales with a single competitor being Lion Nathan. So are there any other potential bidders out there? Well, yes, there are some other major players who I'm sure will be keeping a keen eye on proceedings between Foster's and Sab Miller. However, Foster's shareholders may be clutching at straws if they believe a significantly higher offer will soon be on the table. Although the list of other possible suitors is long, the timing may not be right for those larger players to take on such a deal. For instance, the world's largest brewer, Anheuser-Busch InBev, is at present keen to pay down debt rather than look at new acquisitions. However, there are rumours circulating that perhaps Anheuser is in the market to take over Sab Miller itself. Molson Coors, the Canadian brewing giant, already has a 5% stake in Foster's, however, is viewed as not having the acquisition experience to take on Foster's by itself. And then there's Heineken International. However, it is rumoured that Heineken is not looking to make a big acquisition at present and instead concentrate on integrating the smaller brands it has bought over recent times. So where to from here for Foster's? Well, look, I believe Sab Miller will come back with a better offer. However, perhaps not at the price most shareholders are expecting, as it appears Sab has the upper hand when it comes to the deal on the table. For now, it's just a matter of wait and see. Thanks for listening. I'm Blake Sterling, and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.